You are tuned in to 89.1 KHOL. This is Brennan here with you, and I am joined by writer Florence Williams. She is part of the Mountain Story series hosted by the Teton County Library, and she is giving a talk tonight, Nature Healing and the Power of Awe, at the Pink Garter Theater at 7 p.m. Florence, thanks for joining us here at KHOL.
Hi, Brennan. I'm so happy to be here.
Yeah, so your book, The Nature Fix, your most recent book, came out last year and explores the idea that you'll be addressing tonight at the Pink Garter Theater. And that idea is being outside makes us happier. And I'm sure a lot of folks in Jackson can agree and already know this. But, you know, I'm wondering if we could talk about some of the science-based evidence that you found when you were researching some of your books. Some of it was really interesting.
Yeah, I'm sure people in Jackson are already a converted audience. And I was too. I mean, I knew, like so many of us, that, you know, being outside intuitively, you know, improved my mood and made me feel better. But as a science journalist, I really was interested in kind of exploring what the latest research had to say about why that was happening. Sort of, were there biomarkers that you could see in the brain? Were there changes that you could measure in the body? And I feel like, you know, to really move the needle on getting more people outside and getting institutions like schools, you know, to get kids outside, that we live in an evidence-based society. You know, people want the science. So it was really fun to sort of go around the world and see what the latest researchers, you know, are finding. So I saw everything from people measuring, for example, stress hormones, like what happens to your cortisol levels when you're outside in a forest, even for just 15 minutes. You can see a drop in people's stress hormones. You can also see a drop in blood pressure. Sometimes you can see changes in what they call heart rate variability, which is a measure of stress recovery. And that's just after 15 minutes in nature. And then, you know, you can also see in different lengths of time changes in people's creativities, in their moods, in their outlooks and feelings of frustration. So at all kinds of different levels and in all kinds of different nature settings.
Yeah, I was wondering if you looked at the difference of, you know, people living in cities versus people living in somewhere like Jackson, you know, 15 minutes versus 45 minutes is a lot easier to get somewhere like here.
It is. And, you know, I used to live in the Rocky Mountains. I lived in the Rockies in Montana and Colorado for 20 years. And then I moved to Washington. And it was a huge kind of shock to my system and to my nervous system. You know, where were the mountains? Where were the trails? Where was the solitude? It just wasn't there. It was much harder to find in D.C. But what I learned is that it's worth pursuing. If you live in a city and a place like Washington, I mean, we do have amazing parks.
It's pretty green.
You know, there are a lot of trees. You know, there's still a beautiful sunset. You can still see the moon. But you have to cultivate that. And you have to make a bigger effort, I think, to do it. And part of the message of my book is, hey, this is really worth doing. It will make you feel de-stressed. It will make you kind of easier to deal with in your relationships, improve your creativity and your productivity. So even if you're like a really hard charging, you know, urban professional, going outside for 15 or 30 minutes a day is really worthwhile.
Yeah, sometimes I will be outside and it's been a while, it's been a lazy week, and I'll finally get outside and go on a hike and realize that, oh, wow, this is really feeling good. I needed this. And sometimes it just takes forcing yourself to be outside. And I know that sounds bad.
Well, you guys are so lucky. You know, you're so lucky to have it here. But, you know, like people everywhere, people in beautiful places also are spending more time inside. You know, we have these phones and we have our electronics and we have, you know, lots of family commitments. So it requires an effort from everybody. And interestingly, I think people who live in beautiful places like Jackson may have kind of a higher threshold, you know, for which they need wilderness in order to really feel rejuvenated. You know, they're a little bit spoiled. So I think that's part of why it was so hard for me to move to a city and go to the city parks, because it just was like, well, wait, where are the snow-covered peaks? You know, where's the wildlife? It was, I had kind of a lower tolerance in a way.
We are a little spoiled here. If you're just tuning in, I'm here with Florence Williams. She is part of the Mountain Story series hosted by the Teton County Library. She's giving a talk tonight, Nature, Healing, and the Power of Awe at the Pink Garter Theater at 7 p.m. I was wondering, you know, you found with some of your research that being outside can lead to more creativity. Were you able to experience this in your own way as a writer?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I guess I've been lucky in my life, too, because I've lived in the mountains, because I'm an active outdoor person. I mean, I definitely have experienced in my own life that when I'm writing, if I get outside, that's when my best ideas happen. It's not when I'm sitting at the computer, you know, under deadline, although that's helpful and I can get stuff done. But it's when, you know, you sort of put the computer away and you just kind of space out. And nature allows you to space out. That's actually one of the great benefits of nature. It's not a time when you're actually trying to like check items off your to-do list. You know, eventually, if you go out for long enough, you start to space out. The default network in your brain starts to kick in. That's the kind of daydreaming parts of your brain that make connections that your other cortical brain doesn't necessarily make when you're like actually performing a task. And so, you know, ideas would just pop into my head. And I think we can all relate to that.
Another study you wrote about in your book, The Nature Fix, approaches or it talks about an increase in generosity towards people. What do you think about this? And do you think that there could be a significant impact on this?
That was actually one of the biggest surprises I learned in doing the research. You know, yeah, I knew nature makes us feel better, makes us happier. But there's some really interesting new work looking at, for example, the power of awe. And I'm going to talk about that a little bit more tonight. You know, when we experience beauty, it makes us feel more connected to the people around us, and it makes us feel like we're part of a larger universe. I think we can all relate to that. You know, looking up at the night sky, you yourself, your ego kind of shrinks, and you feel smaller and more humble. And it turns out that actually, those kinds of instincts make us feel more community-minded, more pro-social. In laboratory studies, people behave more generously after viewing just photographs of, for example, a waterfall, you know, or a whale. And so in a way, you know, nature is really good for civilization. It just makes us better citizens.
Florence, you are an environmental journalist. You've written for the New York Times. You've written for Outside Magazine and High Country Magazine. You know, and you told me, you know, as a writer, you often write in first person, and this is a little uncommon for science writers. How is this approach different?
I think it's helpful for me. And I know my own personal life kind of drives my curiosity about the topics that I write about. And I find it helpful as a way to kind of draw in readers and an audience. If I can be chatty, you know, about my own experience, if I can kind of humanize the science through myself and also through the scientists I interview, I try to, you know, make characters of the scientists and I try to humanize them. And I also try to bring humor into my work. And I think it's just a kind of a helpful guidepost for people to sort of draw them into the science and to make it more accessible. And it's I wish that more science writers did it in a way. I think people would read more science if it were funny and, you know, kind of chatty.
You also host a podcast with Outside Magazine. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, I worked on an 8-part series for Outside this summer that was really focused on women in the outdoors and women doing exceptional things. And in fact, one of the people I featured in that podcast was Beth Rodden, who also spoke at Part of Mountain Story last night. And she has an amazing story about being kidnapped in Kyrgyzstan and how it really has impacted the rest of her life. And, you know, how she's kind of coming to terms with even her own PTSD. So I'm just happy to see that Outside is really, you know, starting to take women in the outdoors more seriously. And it's, you know, maybe it's part of the Me Too movement a little bit, but it was really fun to work on.
Yeah. And I saw you wrote an article on the Girl Scouts this past spring.
Yes, I did. And I also, for that podcast, which was one of the things that was really fun, one of the funner episodes we did was an episode on the history of the sports bra and how that really changed women's athletics. And it's sort of an undersung story, you know, in the movement to get women into sports. And it was really fun. I was actually picked up by 99% Invisible, which is one of my favorite podcasts. So I was really psyched about that.
I'll have to check that one out. Well, Florence, thank you for coming into KHOL and talking a little bit before your talk tonight at the Pink Arta Theater.
Thanks so much, Brennan.
Yeah, if you liked what we talked about, you can catch her tonight at the Pink Arta Theater at 7 p.m. to hear more about nature healing and the power of awe. This is your community radio station, 89.1 KHOL, Jackson.